He has risen as he said. He has risen as he said. That's what was said on the first resurrection morn by the angel to the women. Christ had died. They all knew that. Christ was buried, and now Christ was raised again. And things still didn't make sense to some of the disciples, because it says in the passage, some doubted. Indeed, would it make sense to you if somebody said to you, somebody you loved and trusted and depended on and had become to grow in intimate friendship, said, I'm going to be battered and bruised and then killed, but 3 days afterwards I'm going to come back to life? What would you think if somebody said that to you? You think they were nuts, yeah. So, thanks for your honesty. We all would. Seriously, we would. Because sometimes I think we give the disciples a hard time. This is, and giving the disciples a hard time completely misses how supernatural and transformative that first morning was. This isn't something that happened every day. You know, Red Pen Logic, the defender of the Christian faith, he replied, Dr. Alice Roberts in 2021, she said, here, she's an atheist, she said, just a reminder for tomorrow, dead people don't come back to life. Yes, they don't. That's why Easter is so magnificent. It's not normal that people come back to the dead. It's not natural. Nobody believes that Jesus naturally came back to life. He would have lived a few minutes. He was crucified. His hands would have been pierced with a nail. Anyone who falls asleep or passes out on the cross, as soon as they have the nails removed, they'd bleed to death. This is a supernatural, this is actually, literally, a miracle. Christ's body was and is raised from the dead and lives forever without decaying, without getting ill, without aging, and without dying again. I can't go into a full defense of this, but look at some of the things that happen in this passage. People hold Jesus physically. That's true in all Gospels. This isn't a ghost. This is a physically raised Savior. This isn't a hallucination. These people are frightened. These people are people who live under occupation, which is degrading, by people who look down on them. And these the people who look down on them will want them dead if they join this religion and if they start preaching it. But yet they went on to say that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. They were either lying, and they gave up their lives for something they knew was a lie, or they were completely deluded. Neither fit what we know about that first Easter morning. There was an empty tomb. There was people who saw him. And people who were fearful went out to preach the good news that Jesus had risen from the dead. And indeed, it was promised by Jesus himself, and yes, as for Christians, that's enough for us. And we should be honest about that. But it's also prophesied over and over again in the Old Testament, and with the light of the new, we see it more fully. Jesus is alive. This is not a resuscitated Savior, this is a resurrected Savior, who lives to never die again. He said in Revelation, didn't he? I was dead, I am alive, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen.
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 But what does this mean for us as Christians? It means everything. Three things we can point to, and I'm getting it from, you know those little books I like to quote called catechisms? You get it from the Heidelberg Catechism. It points to three things, and I always say it because they're so glorious. They can feed on us for, they can feed our spirits forever. One has to do with your standing with God. Your standing with God is completely secure because Jesus was raised from the dead. Jesus died for my sins. Jesus paid the price. How do you know? Well, he died for me. How do you know God accepted it? Well, God raised him from the dead. The sacrifice is paid. Death could not hold him. The grave tore before him. He silenced the boast of sin and grave, as the song goes. All your sins, all the things you've done wrong, all the good things you should have done that you didn't do, have all been forgiven by God. Christ's sacrifice has been accepted. Why? Because God raised him from the dead. The price is paid. The second thing that we can point to is we have new life. We can have victory over temptation and over the sin that dwells in us. Christ died to sin, and our old self died with him. Christ was raised again from the dead, and our old self has died, and we're raised with him to endless life. So the old is gone. Whoever is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. How do you know? Because he is risen. I can be, you can, and that's the one, that's the start. The day to day dying to sin and living to righteousness. How can we do that? Well, we know we can do it. Why? Because Christ is risen. Christ died so we could be raised with to new life and more every day die to sin and live to righteousness and walk before him as Luke chapter 1, verse 75, I think it says, in righteousness and holiness all our days. Why? Because Christ died and rose again. And our old self died with him on the cross, and our new self, our eternal self, is raised with him and now glorified with him. The person and work of Jesus Christ is a tapestry that all hangs together, and it's all yours, my friend. And I did mention glorification. We're glorified with him. That's the third thing. Christ is raised from the dead and glorified at the right hand of the Father. So too you will be raised from the dead. And the glory that he has, he'll share with you forever. You'll be given a new body. And as the Bible says in the last couple of chapters, there'll be no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more tears. And I love that verse in Isaiah, the former things will not come to mind. We'll have seen God. We'll have seen the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ in our new resurrected and glorified bodies. That's the hope of eternity that I have feebly described. So significant was this, was that people gave their lives, people preached it under persecution, and while 2,000 years later, we take it for granted. It's why Christians meet on Sunday. The day after the Sabbath, Saturday. And in the New Testament, we say, it's gone now. There's a new day. All things are made new. The shadows and types have all been fulfilled. And Christ is the substance. And he is risen indeed. Hallelujah. All things are made new. Your sins are forgiven. You can be conformed to Christ's likeness. You will be glorified with him one day. How do you know? Because, hallelujah, Christ is risen. If this is your hope, rejoice. Rejoice, my friend. Remember those three things whenever you think. And if you're not a Christian, we'd invite you to please come to him this very day. Take him as your Saviour. Receive everything that he has for you. It's only an empty hand that can receive him. Two empty hands, nothing else. And he'll fill them to overflowing. Because he is our all in all. He is not here. He has risen, as he said. Amen.